This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK scientists rush to develop vaccine for deadly Bundibugyo Ebola strain. UK scientists are racing to develop a vaccine for the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola virus that could enter clinical trials within months, according to the BBC. The Bundibugyo species kills approximately one-third of those infected and currently has no proven vaccine, leaving vulnerable populations exposed to potential outbreaks. 33 mortality rate for Bundibugyo Ebola infections, Ebola virus species by case fatality rates, percentage of infected patients who die by species, Zaire Ebola virus 83%, Sudan Ebola virus 54%, Bundibugyo Ebola virus 33%, Thai forest Ebola virus 12%. Source World Health Organization, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal News. Vaccine development accelerates amid public health concerns. Research teams across the UK are working urgently to develop an effective vaccine against the Bundibugyo strain, which was first identified in Uganda's Bundibugyo district in 2007. Unlike the more common Zaire Ebola virus strain, which has an established vaccine, Bundibugyo remains without proven immunization options. The World Health Organization has emphasized the critical need for vaccines against all Ebola species, particularly following lessons learned from the 2014-2016 West Africa outbreak that killed over 11,000 people. Global health implications. The Bundibugyo strain poses particular challenges for global health security due to its moderate mortality rate. Uganda, where the strain was first identified, continues to experience periodic viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention maintains surveillance programs across Central and East Africa to monitor Ebola emergence patterns. Key takeaways: Bundibugyo Ebola kills approximately 33% of infected patients, but lacks an approved vaccine. UK scientists aim to begin clinical trials within months. The Bundibugyo strain was first identified in Uganda's Bundibugyo district in 2007. WHO emphasizes the need for vaccines against all Ebola species. Frequently asked questions: how deadly is the Bundibugyo Ebola strain? According to the BBC report, Bundibugyo Ebola kills around a third of those infected, making it a serious public health threat that currently lacks a proven vaccine. When could clinical trials begin? According to the BBC, UK scientists are developing a vaccine that could be ready for trials in months. Where was the Bundibugyo strain discovered? The Bundibugyo strain was first identified in Uganda's Bundibugyo district in 2007. The development of a Bundibugyo Ebola vaccine represents a critical advancement in pandemic preparedness, addressing a significant gap in current immunization strategies. As UK scientists work toward clinical trials, the global health community watches closely for breakthrough results that could protect vulnerable populations. Source: UK scientists developing Ebola vaccine that could be ready for trials in months. At context: scientists rush to develop vaccine for deadly Bundibugyo Ebola strain. Description: UK scientists rush to develop Bundibugyo Ebola vaccine with 33% mortality rate. Clinical trials could start within months using emergency protocols. Author, type, organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher, type, organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-24. Date modified 2026-05-24. At context: the Bundibugyo Ebola strain. Accepted answer. At type: answer. Text: according to the BBC report, Bundibugyo Ebola kills around a third of those infected, making it a serious public health threat that currently lacks a proven vaccine. At type: question. Name: when could clinical trials begin? Accepted answer. At type: answer. Text: according to the BBC, UK scientists are developing a vaccine that could be ready for trials in months. At type: question. Name: where was the Bundibugyo strain discovered? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: the Bundibugyo strain was first identified in Uganda's Bundibugyo district in 2007.